Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Fellowship of Christian Athletes were able to distribute Bibles in time for Good Friday. We're going to be talking about this great victory on faith and freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This case came out of the Stone County Public High School, in which the FCA club was originally told, you can't distribute Bibles in the public school. It's because someone, a staff member, went on the internet, went to Find Law, and found a memo regarding Bible distribution in the public schools. Ah, the person said, this is it.
On the
Looked
internet.
Looked at the, the memo, and it says, oh, there's restrictions on that. The problem with it, Matt, was that it was referring to off-campus people coming on campus to try to distribute Bibles. Big difference than if you're a student on campus, you have a right to be there, and you want to distribute Bibles. So when it came to our attention, we pointed out the significant difference here, and to the credit of the school board, the Stone County Public School District, they changed their position and allowed the students to ultimately distribute these Bibles just in time for Good Friday.
Yeah, I was actually perusing the internet one time, and I read a quote, and it said, the problem with the internet is that you cannot always trust what you read on the internet.
Right.
And of course, that was Abraham Lincoln, who was credited with that quote. So they found this Find Law memo regarding Bible distribution, and they were completely off base. So Liberty Counsel, what I love about the ministry, Matt, is you battle these things out in the courtrooms, but Liberty Counsel is also key in educating people, educating the public, educating in this case, the Stone County schools. They became educated from a letter that a Liberty Counsel sent on behalf of Fellowship for Christian Athletes. And it turned into, as it so often does with Liberty Counsel, when you are called to intervene, it turned into a victory for the First Amendment, for the free exercise of religious expression. And most importantly, it turned into a victory for the distribution of the good news of the gospel of Christ Jesus.
Right. You know, education is such an important part of what we do. And we not only gave them a letter, but we also gave them our little handbook, the Religious Freedom in the Public Schools Handbook, which I recommend for anyone who has a student in school to really understand your rights as far as religious freedom in the schools, to get that little handbook, because once they got that in the letter, they were then educated and realized they cannot keep these FCA students from distributing the Bibles one-on-one.
Well, and I'm proud of the FCA students too. These are high school students with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and FCA used to be just for athletes, but it's broader now. It not only includes people who are athletes, but also people who may not be necessarily on a particular sporting team, but they're Christians and they have a Bible club. They meet on campus. So it's a student-initiated, student-led club on campus. Well, the FCA students, they contacted us. We sent a letter on behalf of the FCA, and they then went to the school board. The students did.
Right.
They went to the school board. Armed with our letter, they presented it to the school board, they raised the issue, and they also talked about the Religious Freedom in Public Schools handbook that you mentioned, Holly, which is part of our Patriots Handbook series. We have a number of those now. We have some of those that are now translated in Spanish. So you can get the whole series. They're little pocket-sized handbooks on several different kinds of topics. This one is on religious freedom in the public schools. So they took that and the letter to the school board, pled their case.
Right.
So proud of them for doing that. After reviewing the law, the school board decided to allow the student-initiated distribution of Bibles.
And you know, they didn't want to just put a stack of Bibles on a table and say, here, take one. That was the whole point. They wanted to be able, during non-instructional time, during the lunch hour, to be able to talk to students one-on-one and talk to them about the gospel and give them a Bible, you know, personally. That was the whole point.
And you know, Matt, when you're in high school like that, that takes some boldness.
That's courage.
Yeah.
Because there are people who are indifferent. There are people who are hostile, and you can get ridiculed. They can, but you know, these young boys and girls, these young students, they stood for their faith. And they wanted to provide life-changing information by distributing the Bible to their fellow classmates.
And it's encouraging to see these young people standing up for their faith, for truth, in a respectful biblical manner. You know, you so often hear people misuse Christ's quote when he said, you know, if someone comes up and hits you on the cheek, turn the other cheek, give him your other cheek. That doesn't mean that as Christians we roll over and allow ourselves to be trampled, especially, you know, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, render unto God what is God's, especially when those who are doing the trampling are in violation of that which is unto Caesar, the law. And of course, in this instance, the free exercise of religion and the spreading of the gospel and the sharing of the word of God is belongs unto God even more so than Caesar. It's an unalienable right, as our founders said, that school districts and folks in leadership like this certainly cannot infringe upon. They did. These students respectfully stood up for their rights and were victorious.
Yeah, you remember the Apostle Paul when he was beaten by Romans in violation of due process. And he said, are you going to beat somebody who's a Roman citizen? And the person who did that was frightened. Well, just come on, take off. No, he didn't want to do that. So the commander had to come in and basically apologize for it. And then Paul also used his right as a Roman citizen to appeal his case to Caesar. And that's what ultimately got him from Caesarea Maritima all the way to Rome. So he relied upon his rights as a Roman citizen to be able to advance the gospel and to exercise his rights. Well, these students also have rights, and in a respectful way, they did the right thing. They contacted Liberty Counsel for information. We responded. In a respectful way, they went to the school board, presented the information, and to the credit of the school board, they changed their position. And these young boys and girls, these young students, were able to do what God had laid in their heart, and that is to give the word of God, to change lives, just in time for Good Friday.
And think how many students' lives may be changed as a result of these kids' courage.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's exciting.
It's amazing to see these young boys and girls, these young students standing up like that. That's the kind of people that we need. It's the kind of young
like our Covenant Journey
leaders
students.
We're looking for at Covenant Journey. CovenantJourney.org is our ministry for Christian college-age students to literally transform their lives as we take them to Israel. And just yesterday, on TBN, the program aired, so you'll be able to go up on the website to watch that, how this program that we have to take Christian college-age students who are leaders to Israel literally transforms their lives, deepens their spiritual walk, their understanding of the Bible, and they come away becoming advocates for Israel. You can learn more about that at covenantjourney.org, covenantjourney.org. And you can also, by the way, go online to watch the program that aired yesterday and will continue to air this week. But it'll remain online. Go to lc.org, click on the Why Israel Matters icon, scroll down on that page, and you'll find the online segments and look for Footsteps. That's the program that aired yesterday about these Christian college students.
And you know, Matt, I'm so excited about this program because we talk about Covenant Journey so often on this program, but I'm so excited that people will be able to experience it firsthand, to tune in, to see these students, and to be able to walk where Jesus walked in Israel.
And you'll get just a little glimpse of it. One of the things that is amazing is to watch the progress. A lot of times you can go to a mission trip, and many of these students have traveled around the world, many of them on missions. You can go to a great place for a vacation, and it's a nice place, but it doesn't transform your life necessarily.
This is very different.
This is very different because you have a continuing deepening. And during Easter season, during the Passion Week and Easter season, these young people who had been, in fact, one of them a couple years ago went with us on a Covenant Journey, and he posted some pictures, and he says, I know I do this every year. Covenant Journey just launched at the end of December 14, January 15, so we're now in the third year. I know I do this every year, he says, but I can't help the fact that I've been there. Mm. It does something. So there is a transformation that takes place. We see lots of Christian millennials, young people like these FCA students, like our Covenant Journey students, and God has blessed us to be able to work with them, whether representing them and opening the door of the gospel for this Fellowship of Christian Athletes group, or whether it's even younger for Child Evangelism Fellowship with the Good News Clubs, or whether it's Christian college-age students with Covenant Journey. So many different blessings that God has brought our way to work with this next generation. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Click on the Why Israel Matters to watch this Covenant Journey program called Footsteps. And remember, Liberty Counsel, in your prayers and support, help to underwrite the mission of Liberty Counsel with your prayers and continued financial blessings.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. Get informed and get involved today. The website again, lc.org.